ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जाय उदिरहे नस्तप्रायेष्वभद्रिषो नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स। द वर्स इज 16। भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा भक्तानाम अभयंकर भक्तानाम अभयंकर अविशेषाश्म च भागेना अविशेषांश भागेना मनानक दुंदुबे मनानक दुंदुबे भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड आपी ऑल्सो विश्वात्मा द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज भक्तानाम ऑफ हिज ड्यूटीज अभयंकर always killing the causes of fear avisheshamsha entered amshabhagena with all of his potential opulences shad aishwarya purna that is manaha in the mind anaka dundube of Vasudeva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul of all living entities and who vanquishes all the fear of His devotees, entered the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence. Purport. The word Vishwatma refers to one who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesu arjuna tisrati. Another meaning of Vishwatma is the only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of the object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishwatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described in the third canto 3.2.15 as follows. Pareshwaro mahadamsha yukto hya ajopi jata bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord is the master of everything. appears like a born child by entering the mind of a devotee. The Lord is always there within the mind, and consequently it is not astonishing for him to appear as if born from a devotee's body. The word avishesha signifies that the Lord appeared within the mind of Vasudeva. There was no need for a discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Sripad Sridhar Swami and Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. In the Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Srila Veera Raghava Acharya also says that Vasudeva was one of the demigods, and that within his mind the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as an awakening of consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitamena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhu Vaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deyam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, on the occasion of Kartik, so I seek the blessing of all the senior devotees on all the assembled Vaishnavas. So, this is a very beautiful and important verse. So, here what is explained is that the Supreme Lord, who is the super soul of all living entities and who vanquishes all fear of his devotees. So, here 2 points are very much made clear by Prabhupada in the purport, that being the Supreme Lord, he is dear to everyone. Prabhupada quotes again that Prabhupada explains another meaning of Vishwatma is that only lovable object for everyone. And because of our forgetfulness, we are suffering in the material world. And in the second part, it is mentioned how the Lord takes away the fear, especially of the devotees. So now here, if we see in sequence, here it is mentioned that how Krishna, Prabhupada explains, the Lord is always there within the mind. And what we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. The Lord, His birth and activities, they are transcendental. So the Lord can simultaneously manifest in different places. Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, here what we see, Prabhupada quotes 4 acharyas, not 1, 2. Prabhupada is quoting 4 acharyas. Also he is quoting Veera Raghava Acharya. So what Prabhupada explains that for Lord Krishna, there is no need to take a material birth, but we perceive that as if Krishna has taken a material birth. Also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his birth. So anyone knows how long Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in the womb of Sachi Mata? How long? Usually we take birth after 9 months. Okay? So how long Gauranga was there in the womb of Sachi? No one knows. 13 months. How many months? Yes, okay. How many months Sukadeva Goswami was there in the womb of his mother? 16 years. So when he was born, he was full-fledged, 16 years old. Okay. Because of fear of Maya, he was staying within the womb. Krishna had to come all the way from Dwarka. Vyasadeva brought all the way Krishna from Dwarka at Badrinath and told, why don't you get my son out? So whatever it is. For Lord Krishna, we should know that especially when we are born in the material world, here the Lord is addressed as Vishwatma. Like we have Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath means the master of the universe. Ishopanishad explains, Ishavasham idam sarvam jagat. So the Lord is more concerned than what we are concerned. This material world is made of five elements: earth, water, fire, air and ether. So any living entity born in this material world, anyone knows when a child is born, what he needs first. So when we are born, we come from all, you know, what is our birth? It is a material birth. So just I wanted to take a test. So anyone knows what we need first when we are born, the moment we are born, what we need first as a baby? Air. So the air is made everywhere. So some people they say milk. No. So okay, first air. Then we need water. The nurse, she will clean us with the so many all today medical chemicals and all, whatever it is. So the third, milk is on the third priority list. Okay. So material world, in Hindi, one poet has sung one small poetry. What is said? Dane dane mein likha hai khane wale ka naam. That means for today, like for each living entity, some food is being kept by the Lord. The Lord is providing for everyone. There is one story, like there was one devotee. In the olden time, it is mentioned in the scriptures that for a grihastha, he should always knock at the door and he should say that, yes, if somebody is hungry, the food is ready at my home. So there was one devotee, he used to feed every day some pilgrims. So one day, one atheist came to his home to take meal. So while feeding him, he didn't know this guy was an atheist. So he was glorifying the Lord. And some of this atheist was telling, why you are getting Lord in between? You keep Lord away. Let me finish my food. So some of this atheist, he ate and he went off. So that day, night before going to sleep, this devotee, he was telling the Lord, oh Lord, please forgive me. Today I fed one atheist. So the Lord said, you fed just one atheist, but I am feeding the complete entire world. I am feeding the entire world. You are just fed one atheist. Don't feel sad for that. So what we see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was born, that time, it is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that from the mind of Jagannath Mishra, the Lord entered the womb of Sachi Mata, and on the full moon in the evening, the Lord appeared. So because Prabhupada is quoting here from Bhagavad Gita 1861, that Ishwara sarvabhutanam riddesho arjuna tishtati. So Bhagavad Gita has five topics, and one topic is that Ishwara. So few verses from Bhagavad Gita we'll try to understand. Like 15:14, what Krishna explains, Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrita Prana Pana Samyukta Pachanya Annam Chaturvidham. So I am as a digestive fire in all living entities. I join with the life air and digest four kinds of foods. Now in today's world, we go to medical store and we take so many Dijin, Hajmola and so many other things. Actually, one time the doctors, they wanted to make a stomach. Actually, now many people, they have stomach disorder, digestive problem, the digestive fire is less. So the scientists, they came together and they wanted to make an artificial stomach, just putting all the food, fruits, everything. So what they found, to make an artificial stomach, it will take 2.5 kilometer in a area length to just make this system. Still it may work, it may not work, what they thought. Now we can imagine our stomach. Anyone knows, as per Ayurveda, what is the size of our stomach? Fist, just one fist. But how much we feed? can't believe. How much we feed in this belly, there is no dearth, no end to what we eat. Forget. So now in the 15:15, Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Krishna explains, Sarvasya chaham ridisannivisto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. So from Krishna, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Every day, early morning, we wake up, we should thank the Lord. That yes, He is giving me the consciousness, who am I, what am I supposed to do for the day. Knowledge, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Sometimes you forget, it goes off your mind, it takes so much energy to recollect, isn't it? So early morning, what we see, when we rise in the morning, so you'll see birds flying from east to west, west to south, south to north, in their groups. Who's guiding them? So then, further in Bhagavad Gita 10.2, Krishna explains, Aham sarvasya prabho matta sarvam pravartate. So everything, of course, comes from the Lord. Then Krishna also explains, Tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. So Krishna is the seed-giving father. And today's world, and our scientists, Uncle Sam in USA, they have opened an office where you can register yourself for patents. You know, now there's a big business in patenting. Whatever you make, anything you make, even seeds you grow, you have to patent. In our all Indian scientists, they are going and they are telling, this is turmeric, this is neem, we want to patent it on Indian medical science, whatever it is, blah, blah, blah. But we should know that the Krishna is the original seed-giving father. Then further, also Krishna explains that samoham sarva-bhuteshu. Then also Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 7:26, vedaham samatitani vartmanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani. Krishna explains, Mam tu Vedana Kashana. What Krishna explains, that as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what is going to happen in the future. How many of us know? Maybe we know the past. So we are living in the present, we don't know what will happen in the future. So this way, if we see, in one sense, that the Lord is everywhere. The Lord, He knows who is going to do what. And the entire Mahabharata war, for all the 18 days, Krishna knew who is going to play what trick, on what day. And He had all that in His mind, what is going to happen. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam explains in the episode of Ajamil, so there are 13 witnesses. I don't know how many cameras are there in our temple premises. Nowadays, CCTV in India, nowadays they are advertising, Upar wala sab dekh raha hai. Upar wala sab dekh raha hai means that CCTV is watching everything. How much it will record, maybe 30 days after that, again it has to be wiped clean. Okay? But as the Supreme Lord, there is a nice verse, it explains in the 6th canto, 1st chapter, verse number 42. Suryo Agni Kham Marudeva Soma Sandhya Madi Dasha Kam Khu Swayam Dharma Iti Hyaite Daisyam Sakshina. So now there are 13 witnesses. The sun in the daytime, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon in the night, evening, then day, night, directions, water, land, super soul himself, all witness the activities of the living entities. So we should know that somebody is watching. And of course, Emraj is in the top list because he only will decide whom to send. If we are devotees, okay, the Vishnu Dutas will come. But if we are not devotees, then the Yamdutas will come. And what we see in today's world, the crime rate is increasing in the world today. Now there is a big clash going between Christianity and Islam. Okay, throughout the world, big clash is going on. So we can't predict. So now, why the just one question, can anyone tell why the crimes are increasing day by day? Why? What could be the cause? Can anyone tell what could be the cause why the crimes are increasing? What is the mentality of the people, those who commit the crime? So, okay, because what people think, nobody is watching them. Nobody is watching them. But we should know there is somebody watching, there is some higher up who is watching. Like for example, Singapore is the most clean city in the world. So they have camera everywhere, and even if you spit somewhere, put some dirt somewhere, so you will get one fine receipt. Fine in the sense you have to pay XYZ fine for doing this. Also, long back in USA, in one state, there are 50 states. So the government was short of revenue. What they thought, okay, let us put some cameras on the highways and whatever people run off, we'll put them. So there is no need of police. Just by your car number, they can identify who you are. And you will get one, this thing, receipt, fine receipt at home. So this way, what happened, after sometimes the people got so much fed up, they said, take out all these cameras. They were making a big agitation. So they didn't want that that whatever private life should be disturbed. So many people nowadays, they feel, they look everywhere. Is there some camera watching? So, but they don't fear. But there is a super camera, Supreme Lord. And everything is recorded from the day one. Jai Sisi Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar Ki. So the day, from the day one we are born, from womb to tomb, so all our events, they are recorded. And Yamraj, he has one person called Chitragupta. Gupta means whom you can't see. And of course, when there is a, in Bible there is a saying, what is the last day? The day of justice. So that day will be decided. So now Prabhupada writes, another meaning of Vishwatma is the only lovable object for everyone. So now in Krishna Leela, in Vrindavan, what do we see? Krishna has four extra qualities. Anyone knows what are the four extra qualities? Leela Madhurya, Bhakti Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, and Rupa Madhurya. So now when Krishna does his Leela Madhurya, even these demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi ji, she also gets attracted. And Bhakti Madhurya means Krishna does his pastimes only with his devotees. Okay, now Venu Madhurya. Now Krishna's Leela, according to this Venu Madhurya, Krishna has three types of flutes. Nowadays we have so many brands, mobiles. Krishna, his flutes are three. One is Venu, Vamsi, and Murli. So we will not go much detail. But from Krishna's flute, there are eight different sounds they come. So they are called as raga. They come in different meter. So the first meter, anyone knows when Krishna, he blows his flute, the first note, anyone knows what is the note, rag, what rag is that? Okay, it's called rag mandhar. So when Krishna plays this first note, so all these demigods, they become mesmerized. They lose their, you know, physical, mental thinking. So Brahma, Lord Shiva, Ananta Shesh, they all become mesmerized just by the first flute, first note of the flute. Then second, it is mentioned that the moon stops moving. All these clouds and the wind, they stop moving when Krishna plays his second note. When Krishna plays the third note, so Yamuna, river Yamuna, she starts flowing backward. So is there any river in the world which flows backward? No. But by the sound of this flute, the Yamuna can go in reverse. So the fourth note, when Krishna plays the fourth note, so all the cows, they stop eating grass. All the calves, they stop drinking milk. And there is one kind of curfew. Now all of you have experienced because of this corona. All the birds, bees, they stop chirping, buzzing, completely they start hearing. Yes, they start enjoying this sound. So that is the fourth meter. So now anyone knows what is the fifth meter? So most of you must have heard when Krishna wants to do Ras Leela, that is the fifth note. When Krishna plays his fifth note, it is heard only by the gopis who are qualified for entering the Ras Leela. No one can hear other than the gopis. But one time Lord Shiva heard by mistake. He was in Kailash. There is one pastime. Shiva came all the way. He wanted to enter the Ras Leela. So now when Krishna plays the sixth meter, anyone knows what happens? There is one season called Vasanta Rutu. Vasanta, the second part of winter. So there are six seasons. As per the Ayurveda, our body undergoes all the six seasonal changes. Some places there are three seasons, like if you go to Antarctica or Arctic. So in the morning it is completely cold, in the afternoon it rains, and in the evening there is sunlight. So three seasons in one day. So now before this winter, what we see, daytime it is hot, evening sometimes it is cold, and sometimes the clouds may come up. So there are six seasons. So it is mentioned that when Krishna, he plays the seventh meter, those six seasons, they manifest simultaneously. Grishma, Vaishaka, Varsha, Shishir, Vasanta. And sixth season, can anyone name what is the sixth one? Grishma, Vaishaka, Varsha, Shishir, Vasanta. Then Hemant, the sixth one is called Hemant. These are the six seasons in a year. But now because of Kali Yuga, you find only two seasons. That is extreme heat and somewhat cold and some rain because of Kali Yuga. So when Krishna plays his eighth note, so what happens? This is only heard by Radharani, and the flute, she pulls Radharani wherever Krishna is there. There is one nice pastime. It is mentioned that one time all the gopis, they were dressing Radharani, and Lalita, she was putting the mascara in Radharani's eyes. So what happened? The moment Radharani, she heard this flute, she left everything and just she ran. There is one place called Anjunok on way to Barsana. When we enter Chatikara, it is midway. So now also there is one Shila called Anjani Shila. So what Krishna, when he saw that Radharani, there is only mascara in one eye, so he rubbed his hand on this Shila. And now also if you rub your hand, it will become black. So among the eight Sakhis village, there is this one village called Anjunok. So this way, these are the eight meters which they come from Krishna's flute. And of course, Roop Madhurya, all of you know, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. So it is mentioned that one time this Cupid, he wanted to defeat Krishna, and he came to Vrindavan. There is one place, when you do Vrindavan Parikrama, there is one place just behind here, after this Varaha Ghat, there is one place called Ter Kadam. So this Cupid, he was hiding there, and he was looking at Krishna, and seeing Krishna's beauty, he himself fainted. So Brahma Samhita explains that Krishna's beauty is called Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. And if we see, as Prabhupada explains, Krishna is the center of all attraction. And in Vrindavan Leela, of course, what we see in Vrindavan, all living entities, moving, non-moving, they act for the pleasure of Krishna. From the earth, from the sun, moon, the air, cloud, all the trees, birds, what they are doing only for the pleasure of Krishna. What they do, as much like the sun will give only how much Krishna wants warm. So Krishna need not to carry umbrella. the clouds, they will just come and cover the sun. There is one ghat, when you take Vrindavan Parikrama, there is one place called Dhir Samir. There is one place called Dhir Samir. Now today's world we have air conditioner, so you can put your temperature from 18 degree to 30 degree, whatever it is. But it is mentioned that during Krishna's manifest pastime at Dhir Samir besides Yamuna, the breeze used to flow only as much what Krishna, Radha Krishna, they wanted. And this Kadamba tree leaves, they used to become dona. They used to become dona. And the trees and flowers, they used to be there throughout the year. The season, what you say, there's one kind of forest in Vrindavan where all the six seasons are manifest throughout the year during Krishna's pastime, it is mentioned. So this way what we see from the Brajavasis, from the gopis to gopas, Krishna is the center point of attraction. And also in the Bhagavatam it is mentioned that when Krishna went to Dwarka, he was welcomed by all the people. When Krishna entered Mathura, where it is mentioned, when Krishna entered Kurukshetra, Hastinapur, there are many other places Bhagavatam mentions. And what we see, Krishna was the center of attraction. And also similarly, what we see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever he went. So what happened? A good number of people used to get attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan in the year 1515, and when he was doing Vrindavan Parikrama, while he was in Bahulavan, what happened? All of a sudden, all the cows, they came to Krishna and they surrounded Krishna and they started licking Krishna. Also there is a mention that all the deers, birds, all they came, all the trees, they were bowing down with fruits and flowers. So there are so many pastimes mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should know that Krishna is the center of attraction for all. And when Prabhupada wanted to register ISKCON in New York in the year 1967 somewhere, so what happened? When Prabhupada, he went for registration, the advocate, what he said, why don't you make this society as International Society for God Consciousness? So Prabhupada said, no, I want this society to be registered as Krishna. So people should know, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what Prabhupada writes here, because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishwatma, then one becomes perfect. So one time one devotee was giving one nice example. In material world, we are so much attracted to our near dear ones. One time one person, he went to a dentist and he was waiting for a long time. So suddenly the doctor said, I am taking a half an hour break. So one patient said, "What doctor, what is the hurry? I am waiting since 2-3 hours. Why don't you finish me off and go?" No, he said, no, I have a very important meeting. I have to meet my wife. He said, your wife, you can meet anytime. He said, no, my wife is mentally retarded because of, she met in an accident. Now she can't recall. So her memory is gone. So every day I go and meet, I have a breakfast with her. So it will take me half an hour, not a big thing. So this patient, what he said, since she doesn't remember you, so what is the big delay if you, big point, even if you go half an hour late, it doesn't make me big thing. He said, no, that is important for me. So now you can see, even that woman has lost her consciousness. In material world, I see like one woman, she brings her handicapped daughter every day for Mangal Aarti. So in one sense, in materialistic way, we have so much love for our near dear ones. If we put that same, that for Billu Mangal Thakur Chintamani, what she said, if you had that same love for Krishna, your life could have been, you could have been a big elevated person. So what Prabhupada writes in one purport, that Krishna's love is more than that of thousands of mother combined together. In one purport, somehow I didn't get that reference somewhere. So now we'll come to the second point. Bhaktanam Abhayankara. So now Bhaktanam Abhayankaram is that what here it is mentioned that Krishna vanquishes fear of all his devotees. Now what we see in the material world, what Prabhupada explains in one place, the fear is all pervading. Even the demigods, although they drink this celestial beverage, still they are fearful. But they know whom to take shelter of, the demigods, at least they know. And oftentimes devotees, they phone me, Prabhuji, now this corona is going on, should we come to Vrindavan? So what I tell them, if you have 100% faith in corona, then don't come. If you have 100% faith in Krishna, then you can come to Vrindavan. No problem. Krishna will take care of you. Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. So now what has happened because of this fear, all what we see, it is going worldwide. Niti Shastra explains, Ahara Nidra Bhaya Maitu Namcha. There are four things done common, but this fear is what today it is mentioned, that Devaki represents the fear. Devaki, she represents fear. And the six sons of Marichi, they were cursed by the demigods to take birth in the material world. So these six sons of Devaki, they represent lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion and envy. And a survey was made about the fear. In this material world we see, they always make some survey. So now this fear is called, as per modern medical science, it is called phobia. There are more than 100 varieties of phobia. Now the present phobia is called pandemic, corona pandemic. So in the long back, a survey was made on fear. And the top three outstanding fears were, so I'll tell the first, second, third, of course, somebody can try. The biggest fear, the topmost fear was public speaking. Okay? The second fear was losing of girlfriend or wife or near dear one. So can anyone tell the third biggest fear? A fear of death. This was a survey. And the biggest scandal of this century is presently going on. I don't know how far it will go. I don't want to take the name again and again. So this fear, now this fear is three in one. Nowadays we have gadgets. Our mobile, it has everything. More than 10 in one. So what is this three in one? Now the present epidemic is going on. It is three in one means Adhyatmika, Adi Bhautika and Adi Daivika Klesha. Now Adhyatmik means like our mind is always, do I have corona, that fear we have. And the disease first breeds in the mind. I've seen many devotees, they fear, and when they go for this corona test, they are positive, corona positive. Okay. Now the second, Adi Bhautika means we are surrounded by so many people and so many other living entities. Nowadays there is a saying 24/7, isn't it? So 24/7 we are surrounded, wherever you go, upar karo. Take this up, whatever it is. So this way, that is called Adi Bhautika Klesha, then Adi Daivika Klesha. Now in Vrindavan, under the second category, when you come to Vrindavan, one Maharaj was telling, Vrindavan is a testing ground. You have to be very careful. In Vrindavan, the Lord will always tease you and He will test you. And you see in Vrindavan, the biggest threat is monkey and the pandas. And among the monkeys, you will see we have four sampradaya. Also Vrindavan, there are four sampradaya, monkeys. So now, in Vrindavan, what the monkeys they take? Mobile, then your purse, okay? And that is what they like, the Vrindavan monkeys, your spectacle. First priority is your spectacle, mobile and your wallet, okay? So be careful. Then the monkeys from Mathura, so they take your shoes. If you go to Mathura, and because I am telling you, this is my experience, So when you go to Barsana, there the monkeys, they take your cloth. So, and fourth place, Govardhan. When you go to Govardhan, the monkeys, they will take away your personal belongings, especially your bag and other things. What they think, hey, there must be some eatable in this. And the third is Adi Daivika Klesha. So some horoscope, some people, fortune tellers, what they say, there are five planets which are, they call Vakri. So Adi Daivika means the demigods, they are punishing. So but Srimad Bhagavatam explains in the 11th canto, there is one nice verse. The actual cause of fear, what it mentions, Bhayam Dvitina Bhesha Syad Ishada Apetasya Viprayo Asmriti. That means fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in external illusory energy of the Lord. The living entity becomes fearful. This is what is mentioned in short. So this is the one cause. And what we see, of course, the devotees are never fearful. Like one time Lord Shiva, he told Parvati, Narayana paro vyaktat kudashana bibhyati. That in Chitraketu, when he was cursed by Parvati, Lord Shiva told the devotees, they can go to hell, heaven, for them is okay, they don't fear. And what we see, Prahlad Maharaj, the best example, Hiranyakashipu, the entire 14 planet system, including this 33 million demigods, they were fearful of Hiranyakashipu. But this 5-year-old boy, Prahlad, was never fearful of Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu was feeling fearful because of Prahlad, and he wanted to kill him. Can you imagine? He was such a tyrant, but still he was fearful. So there was one king in India, his name was Bhartrhari. So he has written one nice poem. So initially he was in love with someone. He wrote one nice book called Prema Shataka. Then he had a bitter experience. Then he wrote one book called Vairagya Shataka. So the Prema Shataka, it is mentioned that one time in his court, somebody offered him a nice pearl necklace. So whom he will give, he gave to his queen. So what happened? The queen, she was in love with someone, some minister, she gave to that person. So that minister was in love with someone. So it that way, it went around so many places. It came to a courtroom dancer. So one day what happened? So the king was there in the courtroom, and this one lady, she was dancing there. And what happened? That lady, she gave that same necklace to the king. The king was surprised. Hey, how come? What is this? So he made an inquiry, and he found that his wife, queen, doesn't love him. This big story. So we'll come to the second part. So the king has written one nice poem. Bhoge roga bhayam kule chuti bhayam vritte nripalad bhayam mane dainya bhayam bule rupi bhayam jara rupe jaraya bhayam shastre vada bhayam gune kula bhayam kaye krutantad bhayam sarva vastu bhayanvitam bhuvinidam vairagyam eva va bhayam. So now he has mentioned 9 kinds of fear. Prominent. Bhoge roga bhayam. That means those who are enjoying this, trying to enjoy this material body, bhoge. Kule chuti bhayam. Those who don't have sun, what they say, how I'll attain the heavenly planet. So everyone wants his sun. That is called kule chuti bhayam. Vritte nripalad bhayam. Those who have a big amount of money, they fear that government will take my money or the thieves will take money. In the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, there are 15 disadvantages of accumulating money. Now, mane dainya bhayam. For one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. Bale ripu bhayam. Those who are very powerful, like there was one person, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. Now he's gone. So, he was never defeated. So, one time he was asked by our reporter, that now you don't have any power. So, do you think you are that same powerful man? He said, no, no, Allah is great. So, Bale Ripu Bhayam. Then, Rupe Jaraya Bhayam. Those who are very beautiful, those who are trying to maintain their figure or face by going to gym and, of course, beauty parlor. So, when they grow old and they see white hair and so many other things on the body, so they fear. That is called Rupe Jaraya Bhayam. Shastre Vada Bhayam. Those who are learned in the scriptures, they feel somebody will defeat them. Like Kashmiri Pandit, Keshav Kashmiri. He was defeated by Nimai Pandit. Then Gune Khala Bhayam. That means everyone in this material world who has a material body, he is fearful. Kaye Kritantat Bhayam. Then Sarva Vastu Bhayanvitam. In material world, everyone has some kind of fear. Vairagyam evava bhayam. Vairagyam means those who are renounced, they have no fear. And in the 16th chapter, Krishna explains the 26 divine qualities, abhayam. And Prabhupada explains, for a devotee, even if he is in the middle of the jungle, he should be always conscious that Krishna is accompanying me and he should never fear or he should never become fearful. So in the Ramayana there is one nice verse. Lord Ram, when he entered Lanka and before the beginning of the war, he made one oath. It's a very nice verse. Sakradeva prapanna yastavasmi chayachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadamya etad vratam mama. Now here the Lord, he told that yes, now before the war begins, I am ready to give a benediction of fearlessness. Either it is Ravana, Kumbhakarna, anyone. Now if they come and surrender, I will give them Abhaydhan. So if we surrender unto Lord, then the Lord will give us that fearlessness. And also Srimad Bhagavatam Kapil Dev explains, because of the fear of Lord, mad bhayad vati vatoyam. Because of the fear of the Lord, all these demigods, sun, moon, yamraj, agni, all they, because of the fear of the Lord, they are working. So, this way, material world, what we see, everyone is fearful, but even Lord Krishna, he also becomes fearful. Now, our Damodar Mass is going on, and what we see, when Krishna, he broke the pot, he became little fearful. Now I'll get the worth for breaking this pot. Maybe Mother Yashoda, she will chastise me. So our acharyas, what they explain, when Krishna does this human leela, manushya leela, Krishna acts as if he has become fearful. Actually, Krishna knows what is truth, what is untruth. Like when this thing, Jarasandh, he attacked Mathura, so Krishna immediately ran away from there. So Krishna is called Ranachor. Also when Kalnemi, he came to Mathura, so Krishna, he started walking as if he is feeling fearful. So there are so many instances mentioned in the Bhagavatam showing that Krishna, he felt fearful. So what our acharyas, they mention, because for Krishna there is no fear of anything, but Krishna, he fears most his friends, the Brajavasis and Mother Yashoda. So in Krishna book 10th canto, it is mentioned that sometimes Mother Yashoda, she used to go and call Krishna for lunch. Nanda Maharaj is waiting for lunch. Come, you have to join. So Krishna, when he used to leave the playing place, all these coward boys, they used to say, if you go, we will not take you back. So Krishna used to go back, fearing that they will not take him back for playing. And in this Damodar Leela, what we see, when, of course, no one can catch Krishna. That is the biggest $1 million question, that who will catch Krishna? And what we see, Krishna was never caught by anyone. Even the all Braj Gopis, they tried. Because the love of Mother Yashoda is so high, Sukhdev Goswami, what he mentions, when Krishna saw that Mother Yashoda is perspiring completely. So Krishna felt, okay, now it is too much. I should surrender. So Krishna's two energies,
they were protecting. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions that two energies, they were reducing the rope when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. So when Krishna is told, okay, withdraw, so now I also withdraw. So Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So anyone has any question, query regarding today's class? Yes, Prabhu, can take the mic. We can change the destiny. Being a devotee, we can change our destiny, but those who are not doing devotional service, so their destiny, it is very difficult to change as per the scripture. So the providence, no one can change what is destined by the providence. Okay, so that is materialistic understanding, people understanding. But for the devotees, yes, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, I didn't quote that shlok, that Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, Krishna Bhuli Jeeva Anadi Bahirmukh Ateva Maya Deya Sansara Dukh. So if you know that, yes, Krishna is now looking after everything, Krishna will take care of everything, so you should be 100% dependent on Krishna. That the best example is Sridhar Swami. Actually, it is mentioned that Sridhar Swami, his wife was pregnant and she was about to give birth to a child, and he wanted to take sannyas. It is mentioned that Panchasya Ordam Varnam Rajit. After 50 years, you have to leave home. So he was in a dilemma. So what happened? So while he was contemplating, egg of a lizard fell off from the wall. It landed and it broke off. A small baby lizard came out. So Sridhar Swami, he was watching what is happening. So gradually that baby lizard, it started crawling, and at one time a very tiny insect came. He was looking this, and that baby lizard opened the mouth, and that was its first breakfast. Okay, so he got realization, yes, Krishna will provide for my newborn child. So it is mentioned that later on, some king, he took care of Sridhar Swami's wife, some queen of a king. So similarly, being devotees of the Lord, so we should always, yes, avashya rakshibe Krishna iti vishwasa palanam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Charanagati, he writes that third principle, what he writes, that avashya rakshibe Krishna iti vishwasa palana. Under that, he may, quotes Draupadi. Example of Draupadi, that Draupadi, she knew that my five husbands and all these other people, they can't protect me. Neither I myself, I can't protect myself. She knew only Krishna can protect me. So when we develop that faith in the association of devotees, so it will take time to come to that stage. That is what is my understanding. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai, Haribol.